Welcome to Opera from the Inside on Prairie Public. I'm David Hamilton, Artistic Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and this is the show where you find out about opera from an insider's point of view. And welcome to Opera from the Inside today on Prairie Public. I'm David Hamilton, General Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Opera, and today we are going to preview not only our upcoming production of Die Fledermaus, but also our entire season. And have we got an exciting season for you in store? This is our 49th season, believe it or not, and we are launching a brand new series of chamber operas in the second half of the season. So to begin with, we have Strauss's wonderful Die Fledermaus, everybody's favorite Viennese operetta full of champagne and whipped cream. And we all just have a fantastic time on the stage and off the stage with Die Fledermaus. Then in, it would be February, we are doing our very first Baroque opera, an opera by George Frideric Handel, the same guy that wrote Messiah, called Alcina. And it is full of fantastic tunes. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later. Then we will do a repeat performance of Michael Ching's hilarious Speed Dating Tonight with our Gate City Bank young artists, and that will be at Rustica Tavern and at the new Theater B space in March. And we close the season with a very profound, evocative, powerful David T. Little's Soldier Songs. And we'll be talking more about that, too, a little later in the show. But now, let's get to Die Fledermaus. So I think that practically everyone will recognize the overture. So let's hear just a little bit of the overture to Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. Just a little taste of the overture to Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. that Fargo-Moorhead Opera will present for you on the stage of Reinecke Festival Concert Hall up at NDSU on October 27th at 7:30 p.m. and October 29th at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at 701-239-4558 or just go online to fmopera.org. And online and on the box office number, you can get your tickets regular full price. You can get the student ticket. Every student, I don't care how old or young you are, gets in for $5. And we have a couple of special promotions. We have the Opera Jumpstart, whereas if you've never been to one of our operas before, you can get a half price ticket. Or if you are, shall we say, under 40, you can get a pay your age ticket. You get a $50 ticket for whatever your age is. So get online to fmopera.org. And we also have a pre-performance lecture this year in Beckwith Recital Hall that will tell you all about the artists, the opera. It's just loads of fun, and you'll want to attend that about a half hour before curtain. So I'm joined today in the studio by several of our guest artists, and I'm going to introduce to you first Eric Gibson. Eric is our stage director, so he's the one who actually puts it all together, gives you all the fantastic visuals. And Eric, talk to us a little bit about this production.
Thank you, David. I love Die Fledermaus. This is my, I think, fourth or fifth production that I've directed. I love it because it's operetta, so it's lots of fun.
And tell us a little bit about what operetta is as opposed to grand opera.
Well, operetta is a little bit like, it's a little bit in between. It's sandwiched in between musical theater.
Right.
An opera.
So it's more like a musical, actually, than an opera.
It really is, because there's a lot of dialogue in this one, yeah. And I feel operetta is, it's like there are no rules, in a way. And especially because, Die Fledermaus is kind of a big joke. You know, it's kind of a revenge story, called The Revenge of the Bat. it's fun to play with all the characters as if they've been sort of on hire to do this joke. So there's a little bit of backstage feel to it that everybody's getting ready to play a part.
Well, exactly. And returning to us as the guy who gets revenged upon is Chris Burchett playing Gabriel von Eisenstein. And Chris, we're so glad to have you back in Fargo. Chris was with us as Dandini in La Cenerentola about 5 years ago or so, 6 years ago.
Yeah, fine.
And then he was also in the world premiere Poe Project operas. And Chris... tell us a little bit about Eisenstein. This is the first time you've sung this role, right?
This is the first time for Eisenstein. I've done two other productions as Falca, mm-hmm. the person who plays the joke. Eisenstein is probably the exact opposite of Falca in that he's unaware of anything, and so he's kind of like a pinball that just gets knocked around from side to side.
Exactly.
And it's a lot more physical, where Falca is very reserved and always in control. Eisenstein is just spinning around the entire night.
He's sort of Ferris Bueller.
Right? Yeah.
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 And it is so much fun to see you working in this role and to exercise your comedy chops, which you are fantastic at, and it's nice to see you back
physical.
In a comic role.
Yeah.
Exactly. Joining us also in the studio today is Eisenstein's wife, Rosalinda, played by Elizabeth Lewis, Libby to all of us who know and love her, who was a Gate City Bank young artist last year, and she's come back to us to sing this major, major role. And Libby, this is your first time through Rosalinda too, right?
It is, yes. It's my first time.
And how are you finding this fantastic role that has been assayed by so many famous sopranos?
It's great fun, but it's definitely challenging.
Now, we can tell by your accent, you're not actually from here, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from Brisbane, Australia.
Isn't that fantastic, folks? Not only do we attract national talent, we attract international talent here at Fargo Moorhead Opera. And we are so happy to have Libby on our stage again. She was in The Pirates of Penzance last year. You may remember her as the crazy sister Edith.
It was good fun.
It was loads of fun, wasn't it? Also joining us today is Julia Lehman. Julia is back with us after an absence of several years when you moved to New York and you've gotten your graduate degrees at the Manhattan School of Music. And
yes.
But you're a Concordia grad, right?
I am.
And
yes.
It's so nice to have you back with us playing the role of the maid, Adele. And I would say that Adele is certainly, you might call her a saucy wench, right?
Yes, she is, David. She has a one-track mind of becoming a part of the rich and the famous.
Well, and I think that a lot of people can relate to that.
Absolutely.
And she kind of knows how she's going to get there, right?
Yes, she has a grand plan to get herself to the fancy party in Act Two that Falca has planned and prepared for everybody.
And it's going to be loads of fun to see these fantastic costumes that we have for everyone. It's definitely a traditional period look. Eric, we're about, what, in the 1870s, 1880s-ish, sort of?
Yes, that's what time of the period that
yeah.
we're putting it in.
And we've got sparkly ball gowns. The men are all in tails. It's just a fantastic look. The set is brand new mm-hmm. for us. Lois Romberg, who's created many of our sets over the years, is bringing up a really fantastic set for us.
It's lots of gold. It's kind of Klimt inspired.
Yeah, exactly. It's going
it's
to look
really
just fantastic
beautiful.
On the stage at Reinecke. So once again, we are previewing the upcoming production of Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. that Fargo Moorhead Opera will put on the stage on October 27th and 29th up at Reinecke Festival Concert Hall at NDSU. You can get your tickets at 701-239-4558 or at fmopera.org. Let's listen to a little bit more of the music from Die Fledermaus. Probably the best known piece would be Adele's aria in the second act, Mein Herr Marquis, otherwise known as Adele's Laughing Song, where she kind of gives it back to Eisenstein, who thinks he's recognized his maid at this hoity-toity party, and she just gives it right back to him, saying, "Ugh, are you kidding? If I were a chambermaid, do you think I would have been invited to this party?" So let's just listen to a little bit.
Mit dem Profil, dem Richtstil, beschämt,
Adele's Laughing Song from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. The Fargo Moorhead Opera will present for you up at Reinecke Festival Concert Hall at NDSU on October 27th at 7:30 p.m., October 29th at 2 p.m. You can get your tickets at 701-239-4558 or at fmopera.org. This production is, in a way, kind of a homecoming for a lot of our former Gate City Bank young artists. We have not only Libby Lewis with us, but we have Nick DeMeo in the role of Alfred, Rosalinda's wannabe lover. We have Colin Levin as Dr. Falca, the man who sort of orchestrates the entire evening. And Kate Jackman returns in the pants role of Prince Orlovsky. Eric, tell us a little bit about pants roles. Kate actually did one last year.
I know. I think they confuse everyone. Yeah. Right. Yes, the sergeant of police in Pirates is supposed to be played by a bass baritone, but
we had our mezzo soprano
in our production. We thought it would be fun, kind of make her like Helen Mirren from Prime Suspect.
Exactly.
I don't think she looked like that at all, but it was still a fun convention.
So
pants roles are just what they are. It's a woman playing a man wearing pants,
which of course 100 years ago was ooh really ooh how cool how very
risque.
Yes. And now we're like, whatever. But
And in fairness, the role is played sometimes by tenors or counter.
Occasionally, right,
yeah,
right,
every
right.
Now and then.
Fledermaus is kind of near and dear to my heart because not only was it the first role that I did at the Met, but also I sang it at New York City Opera before that. And it was sort of courtesy of the fact that I was singing it at New York City Opera that the Met hired me to do it. So I personally just love Fledermaus. I love the tunes. It's like every time you turn around, there's a new tune that's fantastic.
A tune that you know.
Exactly. Yeah. That has been used in movies or whatever. You'll recognize so many tunes from this. Chris, tell us a little bit about the background. What precipitated this plot?
So what happens, it gets described, talked about in the first act. I have played in the past, let's say maybe a year ago, an amazing prank on Falca, Dr. Falca. We're very close friends.
And you are pranksters.
And we are very much pranksters. You can think kind of like we were talking about like maybe frat boys. And at the time, we had been to a party and I remained sober while he had a little too much to drink. And it was a costume party. And I pretended to take care of him, take him home, and in fact left him out in public on a park bench dressed as a bat, as a Fledermaus. He woke up the next morning surrounded by the entire town laughing at him, and he had no way to get home except to walk back dressed as a bat.
Talk about the walk of shame.
Yes, exactly. So now he's out to
and he's been plotting his revenge for about a year now.
Yeah,
and
see.
He sets this marvelous story in motion at the very beginning. Now, we have to back up just a little bit because Eisenstein is a bit of a hothead. And you've been charged with assaulting a police officer. And you're going to get thrown in jail for, we think, 5 days. And you come in and say, well, we went back to court and now it's my sentence is 8 days,
yes,
right?
I have a very, very poor attorney.
Not to mention you can't keep your mouth shut.
No, I probably. In fact, the whole house is just filled with dramatic characters.
Well, it's true. It's very true. And Falca comes in and quietly invites you to this ball. And you say, of course, I can't go, right?
Yeah, of course.
And but he convinces you to just put off going to jail for a little while, and you go to the ball. In the meantime, Rosalinda's former boyfriend, Alfred, has shown up. And Libby, tell us a little bit about what your reaction is to Alfred.
I think she's torn because I don't think things with Eisenstein are very good when Alfred turns up. But she's also like, no, I'm married. You shouldn't be here. You need to leave. Which sort of gets her in a bit of hot water when the warden of the prison turns up to collect Eisenstein, who's, of course, not at home and has gone to the party.
But guess who is at home with you?
Exactly. Yes. So poor old Alfred has to pretend that he's my husband and gets taken off to jail in Eisenstein's stead.
And Rosalinda is also, Falca has let her in on this plot to catch her her straying husband at this party. And Falca has also invited Adele to come along and to borrow one of her ladies' gowns. Yes, okay. Which is quite interesting in itself, that she just sort of manages to sneak out of the house with one of her ladies' ball gowns. But of course, Rosalinda is a bit distracted because Alfred has come on the scene. Mm-hmm. Eisenstein is distracted because he's got to get moving to get off to this party. And so Adele manages to abscond with the gown. So by the time the second act begins, Julia, you appear at this... it's this fantastic party thrown by the Russian Prince Orlovsky, where there's champagne baths and everything is just, oh my gosh, it's anything you could want in Vienna. Yes. So tell us what happens right at the beginning there. You show up and...
So I show up and to find my sister, Ida, who is an actress, and I am dressed in Rosalinda's gown, which of course... is tailored to fit me in the production, but one might believe that I would have trouble keeping the skirt up. Or
well, you did some very quick seamstress work on the way to the ball,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And so trying to use all of the skills that I have gained from observing Rosalinda in the home to make myself believable as a lady of high society at the party, and watching Adele trying to find her way through who's the lady of society and who's really Adele, and going between the two physically is very comical.
Exactly. And Orlovsky is also in on this plot.
Yes.
So he likes to watch the whole thing unfold. You noticed in the excerpts we played so far, it is in German. However, we are singing it in English, and it's actually a newer version. It's not this old standard sort of version that we're all used to, that we've all done for 100 years. It's kind of brand new. And Eric, tell us a little bit about some of the different twists that this particular version gives us.
Well, I think that it gives... I think the version that you're referring to, which has been used for decades, mm-hmm. is a little more staid, a little bit more calm.
This is a little more risque, isn't it?
This one, I think that I think it's easy to say that the singers are saying things that you might say if you're kind of being snarky with someone.
Okay,
it has a little bit more spirit to it.
Sure.
So in a way, the translation bubbles a little bit like the story itself.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of the duet where Dr. Falke convinces Eisenstein to come to the ball. It's some of that just sparkling music mm-hmm. that Strauss has written for this operetta. Just a little taste of the first act duet between Dr. Falke and Eisenstein as Dr. Falke convinces Eisenstein to sneak off to a party at the fabulous Prince Orlovsky's palace in Vienna. Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss Jr. will be presented by Fargo Moorhead Opera for you on the stage at Reinecke Festival Concert Hall on October 27th and 29th, coming up real soon here. Get your tickets at 701-239-4558 or go right online to fmopera.org and take advantage of all the special promotions that we have for you. I'm David Hamilton, the General Director of the Fargo Moorhead Opera, and I'm joined in the studio today by several of our guest artists, our stage director, Eric Gibson, our Eisenstein, Christopher Burchett, our, Rosalinda, our Libby Lewis, and our Adele, Julia Lehman. So, Libby, as we sort of are wrapping up today, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about how you found it coming to Fargo from Australia.
Well, it was definitely cooler when I arrived from Australia, but everyone in Fargo was so warm and welcoming because I came, with nothing and no one, didn't know anybody. So everyone sort of opened their arms and, was very welcoming and helpful, and it's like coming home, coming back this time.
I do love your story about growing up with a big old mango tree in the front yard, and
yes.
Some giant boa constrictor would fall out of it every once
yes,
in a while.
Yes, I have been teasing the cast with photos of that. I don't think they believe me, but it is true. And it was only a baby. It was only 5 feet long. It wasn't that big.
Oh, okay, just 5 feet long. Well, not something we have to deal with here in Fargo very often.
No.
Well, we are so glad that you have returned to us and that, Chris, you are back with us. Julie, you're back with us. And Eric, this is what, your third production
third
for
us? Third production.
Yes, yes. So it's kind of old home week here at Fargo Moorhead Opera with this production of Die Fledermaus that features several of our Gate City Bank young artists from previous years. I was just in New York hearing auditions for the upcoming season of the Gate City Bank Young Artists. And I can tell you we have our four wonderful new young singers who will be coming in the middle of January. So once again, Die Fledermaus, Fargo Moorhead Opera presents it for you at Reinecke Festival Concert Hall at NDSU on October 27th and 29th. And go right online to fmopera.org and get your tickets or call the box office at 701-239-4558. I'm David Hamilton, and I will see you at the opera.